The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Thursday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right, here we go with the first talkback of the day.
Be very careful today. It's very windy outside, especially when you guys are driving in that bridge.
Oh, my God. I mean, we mentioned this a couple minutes ago, but scariest drive of my life.
So scary.
It was, a lot of weather. The weather was weathering this morning.
Yes, done with it.
The only problem with that first talkback warning there, I could have used that before I drove across the bridge, but, like, she warned me after the fact, after I'd already survived a harrowing adventure to get here.
I know. I didn't even I don't even think I would have needed the talkback as a warning, even before my drive, because it was that kind of wind that, like, wakes you up out of your sleep. Did you hear it overnight?
Yeah. No, in the rain. Morning? I got pounded last night.
God, I know we're going to talk about weather coming up here, Jess, but how long is this going to last?
Oh, through today. I think it might slow down for tomorrow, though, but it's going
to
come back.
Just say you don't know.
I thought it was supposed to be pretty sunny today.
You'll find
today.
Out during 4.
Okay.
Sit tight. Give me a second.
All right. Graham, anything you want to talk about right now?
Time for our JV Show new segment. Is it offensive?
Oh, okay.
So the popular baby product brand, Frida Baby. Selena, are you familiar?
Yes.
They make, I feel like we had a few items from them when our kids were little. But they're coming under fire right now. A lot of parents are saying that the company's tone on social media and, like, even their product packaging is crossing a line. And a lot of people are like, we're going to boycott. This has gone too far. I'm going to throw out a few things that people have posted as examples of the brand going too far. And you guys tell me, is it offensive?
Okay.
All right. One image showed the company's 3-in-1 True Temp thermometer, and it had an illustration of the thermometer device alongside a baby's bare bottom. And the caption read, "This is the closest your husband's going to get to a threesome."
Ew.
Is it offensive?
For me, I don't know if offensive is the right word. I'm not offended by it, but I think it's inappropriate.
That one does seem like a little bit, just a teensy bit, poor taste. Again, a lot of this is social media stuff where, you know, the brand can kind of let loose and have a little more fun. Another one showed packaging for the brand's 3-in-1 ear, forehead, and touchless thermometer. And alongside that, it said, "How about a quickie?"
Yeah, I don't like it.
I get what they're trying to do with, like, being funny.
Well, it's just a quick thermometer. You can take the temperature real quick.
Yeah, but these are baby products, so it makes it kind of weird, no?
So Jess is on the side of, yes, it's offensive.
Yeah.
Another one showed the instructions for the Frida Baby humidifier, and it had the line, "I get turned on easily."
Yeah, this is really gross, actually.
It's a it's just a fact about the humidifier. It turns on easily.
All sexual innuendos, and these are baby products and baby pictures being used. It's giving Epstein.
It's not giving.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's just some harmless little joke.
I don't like it.
The humidifier does turn on easily.
I don't like
it. If these were adult products, like just strictly for adults, sure, go ahead and make the jokes. It's funny.
But it's like, how does every other baby product company, how do they advertise there?
With boring ads
that
nobody listens to.
And that works just fine.
Maybe
that works just fine.
Maybe it doesn't. Last week they had an Instagram post all about boobs. It said, "Boobs, everyone loves to see them. Flash them for beads, shake them on the dance floor, flaunt them on a billboard, no complaints. But the second you pop one out and feed a baby, cue the meltdowns." And then they had another slide about boobs deserve better than beads. Show us what your boobs can do. And then it wanted you to go to frida.com/boobs. I've already set that as my homepage, of course. But what do you think about that one?
That one's not as bad.
Okay. So no, we're not. Is it offensive? Not that
not
one.
Not that
the
one.
Other ones you guys are offended
yes.
by.
Yes.
Now look, a Frida Baby spokesperson commented on all this, and they said, "From the very beginning, Frida has used humor to talk about the real, raw, and messy parts of parenting that too often go unspoken. We do this because parenting can be isolating and overwhelming, and sometimes a moment of levity is what makes a hard experience feel human, shared, and survivable." What do you think about that?
Selena, you're a mom.
And they go on to say, let me just add this. They say, "Our products are designed for babies, but our voice has always been written for the adults caring for them." So their target audience is adults, and they want to make them laugh. And
I get
having a newborn is tough.
I get that, but as a mom, I'm an adult. I'm not laughing. So yeah. I think it's backfiring.
Yeah.
Wow. You like it though, Graham?
I don't have any problem with it.
Okay.
It's just for a joke. It's just a laugh. Like, it's not, you know. we can't take ourselves too seriously.
I know that, but for whatever reason, it just seems icky. Like, yeah. It just gives me the ick.
We'll go to Frida.com/boobs.
That I will do. It's your homepage, right? Can I just go onto your computer?
You can.
Get there easier.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Whoa. So this is the most deadly avalanche in California history. Told you yesterday 6 people were rescued from Castle Peak near Lake Tahoe after an avalanche on Tuesday. There were still 9 people missing. Well, they found 8 more skiers. Sadly, they did not make it. One person still unaccounted for.
So sad. Very scary. The U.S. men's hockey team won again yesterday at the Winter Olympics, defeating Sweden in thrilling fashion, 2-1 in overtime. They're now going to advance to play Slovakia in the semifinals. That game's going to be tomorrow, and if they win that one, they advance to the gold medal game. Team USA hasn't won a gold medal in men's hockey since the Miracle on Ice team back at the 1980 games. Meanwhile, the U.S. women's team taking on Canada in their gold medal game this morning. That one's at 10:10. USA!
USA! USA!
Careful on your drive this morning. There's heavy rain and strong winds. Skies will brighten by late morning, and it will be mostly sunny afternoon. It won't warm up too much, though. Highs are going to be in the upper 40s to low 50s, and a shower or two will linger in the evening and a sprinkle or two tomorrow.
Okay. And then, like, looking out farther at the forecast, I saw some more rain, like, next week.
Next week. Yep.
No, but the weekend's going to be good.
Weekend's going to be drier.
All right. Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Today's going to be a 7. A coworker's passive-aggressive comment is coming. Don't take the bait. Just smile and keep it moving. That friend you've been meaning to check on, they need to hear from you today, so reach out. A secret admirer, though, working up the courage to reveal themselves, and it will probably happen through a mutual friend.
Right after Valentine's Day, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to get you anything.
Could have bought me some flowers that day. But, you didn't.
All right, so supposedly you can tell how someone is in bed based on, like, their face shape. Can we examine your face next, Graham?
Why mine?
Because.
What about yours?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Thursday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We do have more tickets for the Kid Leroy coming up 6:40, so make sure you're here for that. But I came across this article from a hypnotherapist and face reader. Her name is Lori Bell, and she's
about an official job title.
It is an official job title.
Sure it is.
And she says that you can determine how a person, I guess, behaves in bed based on their face.
Okay.
Now, according to this face reader, she says that, like, starting at the, like, start with the lower half of the face, right? If you measure from the tip of somebody's nose to the tip of their chin, the greater the distance, the greater one's drive is.
Really?
That's what she says. And Graham, I feel like you have a pretty big distance there.
I'm measuring it out now.
I feel like mine's kind of little. Like,
is there a measurement we can compare it to? Like, I have no idea. I look at my face and I'm just like, God, I have a normal face.
She doesn't give exact measurements, but she says
I'm holding my chin to the tip of my nose here, whatever. And I don't know. Looks like about
huge distance.
Looks like about 2.5 inches. Doesn't that seem normal?
She says when this area is really, really big, you get somebody who is very connected to their animal instincts, fighting and the other F word.
Interesting. Okay.
She says all of our physical tendencies, including libido, come from this zone. So that's you.
How did they discover it comes from this zone? Just because it says face reader on her business card?
She's the expert.
Right.
You're
she's a face reader.
Person.
Yeah, of course.
And she says if you're one of those people who has like a longer, wider portion of this face and you think you don't have a high drive, you're probably just repressing it. You actually do.
Oh, yeah.
She knows you better than you know yourself.
Your animal instincts are just hidden in there somewhere. waiting to come out.
A person with a wide jaw is the dominating one.
Oh.
While a narrow-jawed person is more submissive. I feel like I'm very narrow. Graham, you're pretty wide there.
What are you talking about? I think I have a narrow jaw. Like, you know, the people have big jaw. Like,
is
a big jaw.
More wide right here?
Well, I think he's more wide if you compare his to ours, but maybe.
Yeah, because I'm a man.
But maybe you are a little bit more submissive, Graham. Does that track?
I don't
know. Yeah, if you're saying you have a narrow one, yeah.
I'm just analyzing my facial features, and there are guys with like that big jawline, that big, you know, lumberjack, brawny, paper towel guy jawline. You know, that ain't me.
Okay, well then, let's go with your narrow jaw. Then is she right? Are you more submissive?
Yep, I just lay there like a dead fish.
Okay, so she knows what she's talking about.
All right, face she readers, says, one for one.
She says, padded faces and jaws reflect a kind and considerate person in bed, while sharp or bony features suggest selfish or self-serving tendencies.
I do have kind of a bony jaw, I think.
I think you do.
Yeah, totally selfish.
Okay. Selfish other, in bed.
Other than the times I'm laying there like a pencil.
I don't know what I have. What do I have? I feel like I'm kind of bony.
Yeah, a little bit.
That tracks.
Okay, that's very selfish. All right, that tracks. Okay.
Yeah, mine too, I feel.
I feel like you're a little padded.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right?
I'm more generous than.
What do you think, Graham?
I don't know. I can't. I need like some actual like measurement feature, you know, like where we can actually compare.
We need pictures to compare this to.
Right, to a measurement. Like I'm still over here trying to figure out if the distance between my chin and my nose is a lot or not. I can't tell. I need a side by side. I need someone to be
and
like,
how?
Oh, wow, I got a 4-incher. Graham, you only got a 2.5-incher. You know, then I know.
Right. Then you have a small one.
Still talking about chins, of course.
Yeah. Not the other thing.
And, and this is how, like, what she studied. Like, she's spent, like,
where
years.
Where did she get her?
She's an official face reader.
Where'd she get her face reading degree from?
Hey, right. I don't know. Cambridge? I don't know. Probably. Yeah. Somewhere overseas.
Right.
Okay. I think.
I believe her, obviously.
Yeah, this sounds legit.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Got your The Kid Laroi tickets on standby. So, Papa John's. Mm-hmm. They believe that they can become the first pizza establishment to earn a Michelin star. Now, there are 70 pizzerias listed in the Michelin guide, but none of them have ever received an actual star.
Okay.
And they have made this their mission. They're going to be the first one. So they launched a new pan pizza with a new recipe. Okay. They've laid out how it incorporates what Michelin looks for when giving out stars, like their like garlic parmesan crust, 6-cheese blend, Italian seasoning. I don't know why I said that weird.
Seasoning.
No artificial flavors or colors. And, you know, the list goes on. And they're even hosting tonight a one-night-only restaurant dining experience, which is, you know, first come, first serve. It's an intimate, reservation-only place in New York City that only certain rewards members will be able to go to and enjoy this new pizza in an elevated, softly lit atmosphere.
And guess what? The Michelin guy just came back and said no.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they need one of their Michelin judges in there on the night that they're running this one event? Because isn't it, look, I'm not an expert, but isn't a Michelin star awarded because of a lot of the things they judge, not just the food. So it wouldn't just be just the quality. Maybe this pizza is really good, but it's not just the quality of the pizza, isn't it? The entire dining experience. And if you can't provide that across every single Papa John's locations, and no offense to Papa John's, but like, if you've ever been in one before, you're not like, this place should get a Michelin star. This,
the
bathrooms, the spotless, the service, top notch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're grading everything, and I don't think you can just do that across. I think it'd be virtually impossible for any very large chain restaurant like that to get it, because the service is going to vary so wildly location to location based on, you know, there's so many different elements out of your control. When a restaurant wins a Michelin star, it's like they know they have the same staff. They've got the same person cooking each time, you know.
It's these exclusive spots.
Mm-hmm. And if it was that easy just hosting a one-night thing, then everybody would have a Michelin star by now.
Can I admit something?
Sure.
I don't think I've ever had Papa John's.
Ever?
I don't think so.
I think I've had maybe one or two slices.
I don't remember being that great.
Wow. Well, now they're really not going to get their Michelin star. Thanks, guys.
Just voted against it. 2 votes against it there.
Hey, we knew they weren't going to get it anyways. Come on.
Jess, do you regularly get Papa John's?
No. I'm a Little Caesars type of girl.
Really? I do not like Little Caesars pizza.
I'm a Mountain
Little
Mike's
Caesars
guy.
And Domino's.
I'd go Mountain Mike's Round Table before Papa John's is way down the list for me.
I go Pizza Guys or Bronco Billy's.
Okay. All right. I'm not mad at that.
Wow. Wide variety here on the JV Show.
We all go to different spots.
Yeah. That sounds great. I mean, there are places in San Francisco like Tony's and stuff that I could see them getting a Michelin star for pizza because they do it so well. And it's like, and it's just an awesome experience. And they do so many different styles of pizza and stuff. And it's like your true Michelin star pizza restaurant experience, right? But again, that's like a limited number of locations that they've got, not some nationwide chain.
Yeah, you go into any other pizza spot and it's like their salad bar is like old and rotten, and the floors are sticky, and the seats are greasy, and it's just not—it's not Michelin star material. Let's be honest. The food is great.
Where do you guys land on Mary's Pizza?
What is that?
I've never had that.
You never had a Mary's Pizza, Chef?
No.
Oh wow.
What is it?
I don't know. They're a chain in the Bay Area. I thought for sure you had some Mary's Pizza Shack at some point.
I've never had that.
Okay, well, it's pretty good.
To the list to try.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Add it to the list.
Mary's Pizza Shack.
Now I got to look and see how many Bay Area locations they have.
I've never even heard of that.
I know they closed a couple, but
have you been to Porky's?
No.
No,
that place is good. Porky's. I think it's Porky's Pizza Palace or something.
They got a chain of them.
Cute.
There's a. I don't know how big the chain is, but there's more than one location.
Got it.
I might be making up that name, but it's something in that realm. All right, I'm hungry.
Wow, there's a lot.
I know, now I'm starving.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mary's Pizza Shack locations.
What? I've never even heard of this place.
I'm shocked. You've never been.
All right, that's a must. Will we all try it this weekend?
Yes.
Not together, obviously. Oh, no, we don't hang out outside of the show, but on our own, maybe. Graham, anything you want to talk about here, buddy, before we open up the lines for the Kid Laroi?
I do. You guys remember how reality TV villain Spencer Pratt announced that he was going to be running for mayor of Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, his sister, his slightly younger sister, just came out and said, nope, a vote for him would be a vote for stupidity, was her basic direct quote.
I like her.
Look, she said he's done great things for the Palisades area, which is where his home was lost in the fires. She says it'd be great if he could just run for like city council in that area or something. But as far as being mayor of the entire, you know, the entire city of LA, that's a step a little too lofty for him as somebody that has no experience. She basically said, we need somebody that has experience. And then she went in to detail a lot of awful things that he has done to her, like beating her up and getting her hooked on some hard drugs and stuff.
What the hell?
So she clearly is not, that doesn't seem to be a very big fan of his. But I wanted to ask you guys, if you were running for office, do you think every single person in your family would vote for you?
Yes.
They better.
You don't have anybody, not a cousin, nobody that'd be like, a vote for her would be a vote for stupidity.
I don't think so.
So like you with no experience, like I'm going to run for mayor of San Francisco and your entire family would be like, yes, I'm voting
for
you.
They would definitely vote for me 100%.
They have to. They can think it's stupid.
You don't have that one aunt that's always been like,
oh,
what? That would be a vote for stupidity. I'm going to go with somebody that has experience.
No.
I might have a family member or two, but I would hope that even if they think it's stupid, vote for me.
I think they would vote just based off them wanting to support me.
I think my entire family would too, but I have a lot of cousins and a lot of aunts and uncles. You know, there's a lot of people in there, and I think some of them are smart enough to be like, I don't think I should vote for the guy.
I feel like even I'm smart enough to know, like, when, you know, voting for someone is not the best choice. But if it's like my family member, I'm still going to vote for them.
Yeah. Okay.
No matter what, no matter how stupid you think it is.
Yeah. Because then it's like you're tight with the mayor.
If they win, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Get some kickbacks.
I think
that's a good thing that for each of us to say that I do think my entire family would vote for me. I think that's a good thing. There are a lot of people out there who have like feuds with their brother or sister or whatever, you know, and wouldn't get their vote. Yeah. Okay.
But I understand. Yeah. I mean, some of the, you know, people do awful things to other people. So I get it if that's you listening.
I also agree with her take on Spencer.
Yeah.
Pratt running for that would be a vote for stupidity.
Yeah, I agree.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Major fight announcement. Major fight announcement. Of the greatest fighters ever, these two legends have tentatively agreed on an exhibition match in April of this year. Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, April 25th in Congo, Africa is where it is going to go down. Graham, what do you make of these two olds?
When you hear the headline, Tyson Mayweather, you're like, oh my god,
massive.
Every fight fan's wet dream, if this fight was 20 years ago, do you know what I mean, or 15 years ago, or whenever these guys, might have even needed to be more than 20 years ago, it needed to be a long time ago, and that would have moved the needle. And had we not seen Tyson
get beat up already,
come out with Joe Biden's walker to fight Jake Paul that time, and then just look hopelessly lost in the ring and just old and out of shape. And had we not seen that, there would be hype for this. There, people would be excited. But because it's just like, this is essentially just an exhibition against two guys that it just doesn't, I don't know, since we, when we saw that, our bubble was burst. Because we saw all of the clips of Tyson training, and we had so many people weighing in on the talkbacks. Oh, just you wait. Oh, Tyson looks ferocious. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this clip of him training for, you know, 3 seconds before he got winded. But that 3 seconds, he looked like Iron Mike, and he is going to knock Jake Paul's face off of his face. And even we bought into some of that hype. But you can't hype this thing at all after what we saw there. Yeah.
I'm kind of...
The dude's even older now. I know. He's a year older, 2 years older, however long it's been.
The age difference, 59. Mike Tyson is 59. Floyd Mayweather is 48. So, I mean, even Floyd's up there, but he's going to knock Mike Tyson's face off of his face.
Yeah, but Floyd Mayweather was not a face-knocking-off-a-face kind of guy. He was a run-around-and-not-get-punched kind of guy. So the two of them are going to be out there wheezing on each other, and it's going to be terrible. I'm not... I will not watch.
Really?
Like, I watched the Tyson Paul thing because it's the spectacle of it, right?
Yeah.
And because we thought we were sold a bill of goods, you know, it was like, oh, wow, Tyson's going to be good. He wasn't. I wouldn't watch this. It's unwatchable.
I think I'll still watch because of the spectacle of it, still. If it's free.
If it's free.
If it's free. If it's going to be on Netflix, like, sure, I'll watch it.
If it's free and I happen to be flipping around the channels at the time that's on, and I happen to stumble upon it, then I may watch for a second, but I'm not setting a calendar alert like, oh, right. Tune in.
A quick update on Shia LaBeouf. He had a much quieter, calm, chill day yesterday. So, you know, he lives in Louisiana now, right? I think he was wanting to get away from, like, the pressures of Hollywood and the cameras and stuff, but, I mean, you started an all-out brawl at Mardi Gras, and now everyone's looking at you, so that kind of backfired on him. But yesterday, he went for a run by himself, 1:30 in the afternoon. It was Ash Wednesday, so he went to two different churches. Both were closed. I think they saw him coming and were like, well, Shia's coming, let's lock the doors.
At capacity. Everybody hide, turn lights up.
That's probably what happened, but reports are saying the churches were closed, and then he went to a restaurant where he ate by himself. This guy's living like just the saddest life.
I don't know. I go for a run by myself. I go pick up lunch by myself.
That's a good point. Me
too. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and I don't think I have the saddest life ever. I think I have one of the most awesome lives.
Right. He and his fiance split a year ago. Aww. Now he's doing everything alone. He's getting into trouble. He's back drinking.
That part is the sad part.
And the whole thing is just sad.
That part is
poor guy.
Sad that he's clearly battling something and then
a lot of demons
resorting to substances that are not helping him make good decisions.
And now cameras are following him again. You try to get away from that.
And you're like, dude, I'm just trying
everyone's
to go for
watching
a run.
Like, you going for a run is news.
Yes.
the report's like, he took off his light green shirt.
Oh.
Went for a run. So I'm like, who cares?
He's hit rock bottom. He took off his lime green shirt.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Norway still totally smashing the United States in the medal count at the Winter Olympics. Not a lot of movement from yesterday's medal totals. They currently have 34 total medals, including 16 golds. U.S. in third place, 24 total medals and only 7 golds. Host country Italy still there in second place with 9 golds and 26 total medals. I mentioned it earlier, but the U.S. with a great shot to win another gold this morning at the U.S. women's hockey team gold medal game against Canada. The puck drops in that one at 10:10 this morning. Need to lock in for that. I haven't watched any of the women's hockey team thus far, but I've talked to a lot of people that are like, oh my God, you need to be watching them. They're ferocious.
So 10:10 this morning.
10:10 this morning.
When it goes down.
USA, Canada. We need this gold. We need this gold medal.
Lock in, Team USA.
Lock in. If you want to lock in with some NBC coverage of it all and listen to it, you can on the iHeartRadio app. Just search Olympics on the app and you get some free coverage right there.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking about pizza earlier. Papa John's, they are on a mission to earn a Michelin star, the first like pizza spot to ever do so. We started talking about places here in the Bay. Graham, you brought up
Mary's Pizza Shack. I was wondering where you guys landed on that place. And both of you are like, I've never heard of it.
Graham, love the Mary's shout out. They're based in Sonoma, mainly in Sonoma. And I think they got Napa County. I think they had to close Concord, Sacramento. But the Albano family, great family. And old Chicago pizza, Petaluma, bro, that's the best. You know it. I know you've been there.
Have you been there?
I have not. I've never been to Old Chicago Pizza in Petaluma, but I'm starving now. It sounds great.
I
was looking it up. Yeah, Mary's Pizza Shack. I just had always assumed because I'd see them around different locations that they were more of like a all of the Bay Area chain, but it's mainly all just North Bay. I think they still have 10 or 11 locations across the North Bay. Mainly sounds like they've closed some others in some bankruptcy a few years back, but yeah, no, it's good.
That explains it.
I recommend.
All right. Well, thank you, Graham. Let's kick off What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yeah.
Guys, I was saving my for the right time, and someone just came along and ate it without my consent.
That's
that's not cool, right?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Borderline, you should report that
to
somebody.
I just don't know. Well,
yeah, I don't know.
They'd probably be like, okay, you're weird.
Yeah. Maybe I wouldn't believe you. It's like a he said, she said kind of thing.
You can't just eat somebody else's, though.
Right. Like, that's a good point.
You have to ask.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app. You probably already have it whipped out right now because you're streaming Wild 94.9 on there. Thank you very much. And there is a talkback mic button. You're going to hit that. Leave us your name and your city along with your PG guest. Please keep this family friendly. It's got to be something we can play on the air. Leave us all that on the talkback. And if you are the first person that has the correct answer, you win a JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Thursday. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if that is you, we are going to be sending you a JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Guys, I was saving my for the right time, and someone just came along and ate it without my consent.
How old were you? Never mind.
This just happened. I was 26 and a half.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was like recent.
You waited quite a while.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. My guess for the bleeped out word is leftovers. This is Kristen from Oklahoma.
Leftovers.
It's a great guess. Very popular guess this morning. Somebody eats your leftovers out of the fridge.
Hell no.
I'm going to fight someone.
Yeah.
Hey, JV Show. This is Vanessa from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is cookies. Thank you. Have a good day.
Ate my cookies.
Someone. I would be so upset if someone ate my cookies.
Ate my cookies.
Yeah, I would be.
You live in a house of kids. They're eating your cookies all the time.
Yeah, so. For sure.
Yeah, cookies just don't. They don't even belong to me.
Hi guys, happy Thursday. This is Sylvia from Concord, and I think the bleeps out word is a pie. A pie. Okay, have a good day. Bye.
Hands off my pie.
A hair pie? That's a great pie's a great guess. Very good. I mean, are we like wink wink? That's a great guess. That's a good.
That's a really good guess.
That was a really good
but
guess.
But not the right word.
Where do you land on pie as a dessert?
I love pie.
But do you put pie above cake?
No.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
For me, pie is like a holiday thing. Other than the holidays,
I don't have it too often, but I would.
I feel like that's what I mean. I feel like cake is one of those things that because it's decorated, it looks prettier. Like there's more buildup and excitement about it. You're like, oh my God, give me a slice of that cake. And then the majority of the time you eat it, you're just like, this is kind of.
It's like half the time I turn it down. I don't even want it.
It's just kind of, ugh. You know, it's just like, cake. It's not that good. But a good slice of pie, a little scoop of vanilla ice cream on there.
Yes.
Ooh, wait. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And you are going to be getting today's JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Guys, I was saving my for the right time, and someone just came along and ate it without my consent.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, you got to get a verbal confirmation that it's okay for them to eat it.
Yeah. And like, you just ask. Maybe I'll like give you like you'd have a little taste, you know?
But now that they did it once, do they have to ask next time?
Yes.
You ask every time? Okay.
Yes, every single time.
Once they get out of prison.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
No, I wasn't under 18. I was
got it.
26 and a half.
Still, but you need consent.
True. You're right. You're right. All right, let's go to your guesses. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I forgot.
Good morning, JV Show. My guess for the bleeped out word is burrito. This is Kat from Pensacola. Hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
JV Show, number one in Pensacola, Florida, by the way.
I just thank you so much.
Checked in on that. That was a big win for us. Burrito, that would be one of the top things that I'm going to fight somebody over if they ate my leftover burrito.
I can't do leftover burrito.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I burrito anything. I'm here for. And like a burrito is too personal. Like I've one. I always finish my burrito. There's never a leftover burrito. But if there was, like I've clearly taken bites out of that. That's too personal. You can't take a half-eaten burrito out of the fridge of somebody else's.
What if it's what if it's split in half and you just ate half and saving the other half for later? You didn't take a bite out of that.
Then you're getting knocked the you know what out.
Okay. Hey, rightfully so.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your boy Jesus from Elk Grove. Is the missing word this morning dessert? All right. Hopefully I get this chug mug. I've been trying for years. But, yeah, have a good day.
Hey, you too. Dessert is a great guess.
Oh, very popular guest this morning.
More specific.
I thought Jesus was from Sac, and now JV Show, number one Sacramento, is moving on up. Elk Grove. That sounds fancy. JV Show. Also number one in Elk Grove.
Duh.
But we got to get Jesus one of these chug mugs. He's been trying for years.
Morning, JV Show. Jonathan from San Carlos. Is the bleeped out word donut? Saving that donut. Enjoy your Friday, Junior, and make it a great weekend. Love your show.
Thank you so much. Donut. No.
Donuts don't really save.
Mm-mm.
If you don't eat them right when they arrive.
Oh, I'll still eat them.
The next day? Yeah. They just don't taste the
I'll still
eat them. Donuts just don't hold up. I mean, I'll still, trust me. I've eaten plenty of leftover donuts, but like, it's not.
They don't hit the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I'm not like as fiercely like guarding it. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Francesca from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is hot Cheetos. Thank you. Have a great day.
Ooh, hot Cheetos is two words.
Anytime there's anything food related, though. People guess. There's a lot of hot Cheeto guesses that come Selena's way.
I get it. Did nobody get the word this morning?
Nope.
All right, guys, listen up. Here's today's clip, unbleeped. Guys, I was saving my cheesecake for the right time, and someone just came along and ate it without my consent. Me and my husband are now in a cheesecake phase right now.
Oh, dude, I love cheesecake.
Me too.
And cheesecake is one of those things that saves quite nicely in the fridge. You can save that for several days.
So good. Yeah, but I don't like it when he just eats it all.
Yeah.
the cheesecake.
Right.
The cheesecake, obviously. Right.
But you guys are married. What's yours is his. So he.
Not my cheesecake. He's off.
I'm lucky in my house because I love leftovers of, you know, whatever it may be. The dessert, dinner, whatever. I love leftovers. My wife is not a leftovers person. So the competition for leftovers is very, very slim in my
household. It's all yours.
It's basically all mine. So it would be shocking if suddenly some of the leftovers disappeared. So I'm like, what? Wait, what? I was counting on that for my lunch or whatever. So, yeah. But no shout-outs to give this morning, you guys.
Son of a...
Hey, thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again. Tomorrow morning, same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the JV Show. How are you?
Woo! Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We are great. Thank you so much. Are you driving right now?
Negative.
Okay, good. I was going to say the weather is crazy. You should not be driving. Well, good. Do you work from home?
And talking on the phone. No, I actually work in Berkeley.
Oh, okay, but you're already at work, I'm assuming. Hey, enough with the personal questions,
Sana.
Yeah.
Let's get to the winning.
Sure.
Mark, you're on to play the Yup Nope game. It's where you got to answer 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct in order to win
tickets to check out Hillary Duff.
Are you ready?
Okay, sounds good. I'm ready.
Here we go with question number one. Which of these is the correct wording for this common misused phrase? For all intents and purposes or for all intensive purposes?
For all intents and purposes.
Yep.
There you go. The first one. Intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Not intensive.
People butcher that one quite a bit. I hear that quite a lot.
Here we go with question number two. If the score is 30 love, you are likely playing what sport?
Tennis.
There we go.
I still don't understand.
2 out of 2 so far.
Still don't understand the system there.
I think it's cute though. It sounds nice.
It is cute. Yeah,
I like
but
that.
Just
I agree.
Call it 1-0, 2-1, 3-1. Then I can actually follow what's going on.
I like to throw the love in there. Question number three, Mark. You are on a roll in the TV show Friends. What was Chandler's last name?
Bing.
Yep.
Yeah. Too easy. You're making it look so easy, Mark.
3 for 3 already.
Here we go, the last one, which you don't even need. You've already won the game, but this one's just for funsies. What U.S. city is known as the biggest little city in the world?
Oh, Chicago?
Ooh. Nope.
That's the Windy City.
No.
Chicago's the Windy City.
Reno. Yeah. Reno is the biggest.
Reno.
Good old Reno.
Right there on the sign.
When's the last time you went?
That's good to know, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it doesn't really matter, though, because you already won these tickets for Hillary Duff. Congratulations.
Yay! Nicely done.
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you.
You are very welcome, Mark. Hang on there for that winning. Graham, you were having some computer issues.
I am, but I've got some shout-outs ready.
Shout-outs. Let's do it.
Ready to go. Let's get these in here. All right. First one here. Good morning, JV Show. I've listened to the show for as long as I can remember. I have two boys now who love to listen in, Maverick and Colt, a.k.a. Colt the Bolt. Maverick turning 9, and he is such a phenomenal person. He lights up our lives with laughter and love. We wanted to give him a big birthday shout out because we do give a fart. We love you so much. Hope you have a great day, buddy. Love you. That's from Mom Melissa. Yes. Happy,
woo!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart? To Maverick. But don't forget about Colt the Bolt.
Oh,
yeah. He's a great kid, too. Graham, my son Onyx loves the JV Morning Show, giggles every time he hears the Who Gives a Fart. It's great to start his morning off with a laugh. He just turned 12 years old, and I would deeply appreciate a birthday shout out. We all love him so much. Happy preteen years, son. Love Mom, Dad, Anais, and Morocco, the dog. Yes. Happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, can you give a huge happy 12th birthday shout out to Miley from Danville, California. Her family is so proud of her, and we hope she has the most amazing day. We love you, Miley. Thanks again. That's for Mom. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Miley.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Happy birthday to my son, Emmanuel Espino. He's 26 today. That's from Mom Sharifa. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Emmanuel.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Graham, good morning. Can you please wish our son, Marcus, a happy, happy 15th birthday? We love you very much and are proud of you. Hope you have a great day. Looking forward to celebrating you with the family this weekend. Love, Dad, Michelle, Maddie, and Anthony. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Who gives
a fart? And one final one here. Hey, peeps. Just want to see if you can help give our baby girl / soccer star, Lex, birthday shout out. She turned 7 today. We listen to you guys every single morning on the way to school and always learn something new with the quiz questions. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Poppy. Mono and the Gatitas. Love you, Gordy's, Melon, and Who Gives a Fart? Thank you, JV Show and team. Yes, happy birthday, Lex.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. That's great points. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So TMZ has received a new ransom note in the Nancy Guthrie case. Before we get to the new note, do you guys remember the last note we talked about that was sent to TMZ? The writer implied that Nancy was taken south of the border to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So FBI, they are following up on that, and they have reportedly reached out to authorities in Mexico to get the word out to various police agencies, and so far no solid leads there. They checked with Border Patrol cameras and electronic devices, and there's nothing that would imply Nancy was taken to Mexico, at least not directly after the kidnapping. That is the only time frame they've searched so far. It's possible they could have taken her at a later time, but so far there's nothing there that has come up. I also told you the FBI was going to gun stores in the Tucson area trying to get leads. That has led to nothing. Same thing with going to major retailers like Walmart to see who may have purchased a backpack like the one in the doorbell video. They got nothing there. The sheriff in charge, he was on the Today Show yesterday, and he said that they did find DNA in Nancy's home, but they won't know anything until the DNA is separated and sorted out. It's been 3 weeks. How long is this going to take? He said, quote, to me, that's more critical than any glove I found 2 miles away. I don't know if you know this, but the sheriff and the FBI, they're at odds. They're beefing with each other over this.
Yeah.
Because they're both working on the case, and there's reports that they're each withholding evidence from the other agency. And so that statement right there, that it's more critical than any glove, that's a shot at the FBI because they're the ones taking DNA from the gloves and, sampling that and comparing it to this and to this list, and they've come up with nothing as well.
Do you think it's a competitive thing? We want to be the ones to solve it first?
It's weird. Why aren't you just working together? Let's just bring her home.
All the law enforcement agencies should be working very collaboratively together. That's the most efficient way to solve a case, but I guess I understand, this is our jurisdiction. Watch us. You guys don't know what you're doing. We're going to solve this. I don't know. Just because it's such a high-profile case, they want to be the ones to be able to pat themselves
in
the back.
Maybe that's what it is.
You know what's so crazy, though? I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but apparently last year, Savannah had put out a book, right? Now, the crazy part about this is in the book, she describes that growing up, her and her family would kind of play fake
kidnapping.
Wait, Savannah Guthrie put out a book?
Yeah, she put out a book. It was
Everybody
called...
has a book, Selena.
Yeah, everybody.
Mine's been on shelves for a while.
You have a book, Graham?
The Life and Times of a Kid Born in West Side Napa. You've never read it?
No. It's a
page-turner.
Sorry to interrupt, Jessica.
So she said about once a year in the summertime, her and her cousins, they would orchestrate a kidnapping of her and her sister. And so it was something that they did regularly, and her mom would play along. They would go from Tucson to Phoenix and act like they were getting kidnapped. So people are like, oh my gosh, did the kidnapper, like, is this something that they saw in her book and then tried to kind of orchestrate something that was, I don't know.
So her mom, Nancy Guthrie, the one that's missing now, she would play along in these fake kidnappings.
Right. And it was just something that she did with her, that Savannah Guthrie did with her cousins. So her cousin would, you know, come and stay at their house, and then all of a sudden they would go like missing, and they would call the mom and be like, you know, mom, come get us, come get us. And then the mom would go get them like a couple days later. And it was something that they did like every summertime.
What the
hell? She said they did this regularly.
The mom's highly trained in this field, apparently.
This is weird.
They've been rehearsing this. This is very weird.
Yeah. So people are like, did the kidnapper see this and then was like, hey, like, this is something that I'm going to do now? And have authorities checked Phoenix? Because I know they've been checking in Tucson, but, you know...
That I do not know. I mean, I'm sure they've checked all the surrounding cities. So they're checking Mexico now, you know?
Yeah. Selena, even Jess has a book.
Jess, you have a book?
Yeah, Jessica Matias.
How do I not have a book?
From the Crab Bucket to the Big City. Have you never read it?
Yeah. No, I've never read it.
The story of a young girl finding her way.
It is. That's great.
Sounds good.
I loved it. It makes a great stocking stuffer.
Really quick, to the new note that TMZ got. They say they got another email with a new ransom demand that includes a different crypto account than the other ransom notes they've received. And they're demanding millions in a cryptocurrency that's not Bitcoin.
Okay.
So they're going
let's switch it up a little bit.
Script a little bit here. TMZ forwarded that to the FBI, who want to be clear, anyone who's trying to scam here will be put away for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think the majority of the stuff is just
I wonder.
It's not real. It's people just trying to take advantage of a situation. But also, like, why, if you are faking this, you should know. I mean, I guess these people think there's no chance they're going to catch me. My crypto wallet's anonymous or whatever. I don't know. Because why else would you? Do you think they're actually going to pay you? Like, suddenly you're going to be like, oh, I just got 10 Bitcoin. Like, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you have to produce credible evidence that you have this person.
Yeah, and which they have not been able to do so far. So where is Nancy?
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, well, the storm isn't just pounding us in the Bay Area. Southern California also getting bent over it by it as well. A Nevada couple had a tree fall on them at Disneyland on Tuesday night. They were at the park at night for the final night of something called Sweethearts Night.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that sounds cute.
They do that during, like, the Valentine's Day time.
It's the park's after dark Valentine theme event.
That's cute.
Well, things were getting hot and steamy at a table outside of the Plaza Inn. LaWanda Joseph of Las Vegas says her and her husband, they just sat down actually to take some pictures at a table there. And went out of nowhere, a tree toppled over right on top of them. Wow. Luckily, they just had to get treated for some minor injuries, some scratches and scrapes and stuff like that. Did not require a trip to the hospital. And LaWanda said this will not deter her from visiting Disneyland in the future. She's already got a return trip planned in June.
She didn't go to the hospital?
No.
You have to go document these things to use in your lawsuit.
Dude, if a tree falls on me at Disneyland,
I am suing.
They're wheeling me out with that big neck brace.
Yeah, I can't walk on my own.
And I'm pretending I'm on the phone the entire time with my attorney, Big Al. Yeah.
Not even a tree, a twig, a branch. A leaf
pokes me in the eye.
Anything.
Oh, I need medical attention right this instant.
I once had a drinking fountain there squirt me in the eye.
Oh, and you lost your vision. Yeah. You could have walked into, you couldn't go to work. You couldn't drive, lost wages.
Yep. I called the accident guys for that one, and they took care of it.
This reminds me, something happened to my sister. And I'm not sure if it has to do with Starbucks. We should talk about this next, because does she have a lawsuit?
Okay.
I'll lay it out for you guys next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Up, JV Show. It's Andy from Iowa. And I'm feeling that Throwback Thursday with Lloyd. And I wanted to ask you, does he say she's 5'2" or is she 5'2"? Let me know what you think.
Okay, first off, JV Show, number one in Iowa.
Yes,
so we appreciate
you,
Andy, for listening from there. I hear, just listening there, I hear 5'2".
It's definitely she's fine too, because the entire sentence is she's fine too, but I want you.
Mm-hmm.
But do, at any point, do they say 5'2"? Because I heard a V in one of them.
No,
I heard 5'2".
It's fine.
Fine.
I haven't looked up the lyrics.
But I wouldn't either. I just know.
I know what I heard.
Nah, you need to get your ears checked, Graham.
We'll see about that.
All right. So we were talking about, the couple at Disneyland.
Yeah.
A tree falls on them. This weather has been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why didn't they go get medical attention at the hospital? You got to document these things so you can file a lawsuit and get paid. And it reminded me of something that happened to my sister literally last week. She FaceTimes me and she's like, you're never going to believe what just happened. I'm like, what? She says she was in the Starbucks drive-thru.
Okay.
And she is reaching out of her car to get her drink and the barista is handing it to her.
Okay.
Mid-grab, as she's like, about to bring it back into her car, the lid pops off. Hot drink everywhere, all over her arm.
Oh.
And it's painful.
Oh, no.
Like does
she have a burn? Does she have a lawsuit?
100%. Other people have won millions on that exact same case.
Why doesn't this happen to me? The only thing is, I don't know, because she was in the middle of she's moving and stuff like that. So I don't know if she actually went to the doctor or anything like that. So that's where she screwed up.
Did she take a picture of it?
Maybe.
Because they got a picture and there's a camera in the drive-thru also that would document what had happened.
She should have asked for the footage.
Yeah.
Or just contacted a lawyer who asked for the footage to make it seem more legit.
So both hands were on the drink at the same time. So like the worker was barely handing it to her.
What if she squeezed it and that's what caused the lid to pop off?
The worker or my sister?
What if your sister was the squeezer?
Well, either way. I mean, that's not a smart then to make it burn
like,
you.
Why do those incidents always happen when it's a hot drink? You never hear of
never when it's a cold drink. That's a good point.
Well, there's no lawsuit attached to it. That's why we don't ever hear about it. What kind of burn are we talking? I mean, the severity of the burn also comes into play here because I feel like coffee places, I mean, the most famous case I think was a McDonald's one. The coffee was like, way too hot and scalded this woman's lap or whatever when it went in there because the temperature was too hot. I feel like they've adjusted the temperature down on a lot of these things to prevent these types of like horrific burns, so you don't get the third degree burn.
Right. She did. She showed me on FaceTime. It just looked a little red, but this is like right after it happened. So, I mean, did it like scab up and blister after that? I don't know. Probably not. But she said it was painful and she like that whole day her arm was just like on fire. It was red.
Oh my God. I hope she doesn't miss out on some money.
I know. I wish this would happen to me.
What do you want to get scalded? Like you want to be burned and disfigured? Just so you can get some money?
I don't think I'll be disfigured, but yeah, for like a few million dollars, I'll take it.
I guess it depends where the burn is. But
on your arm?
The arm, okay.
I'm not talking about getting burned on the crotch. Nobody wants that.
That's what I mean. Or the face or something.
No.
People suffer some real bad burns in places you don't want them.
My forearm?
I don't think you get to pick and choose where. Yeah. I don't think you get to pick and choose where they spill hot coffee on you.
I think I prefer a fall.
Really?
Like a slip and fall on an aisle.
And break your leg?
Not to that extent. But just, like a light, like bruising.
Yeah. Then you're not going to get paid.
I don't think the judges have to be like, you guys, I saw her injuries. It looked like she had a light bruising. And in Selena's case, it was a little red. Like, come on. You got to sell this, you guys, if you want the big bucks.
I know. That's why you have to go to the doctor immediately after. And you really have to,
emphasize the
embellish,
pain.
Embellish a little bit, about how painful it is.
Yeah, and you need the doctor that's willing to like wink, wink,
hey,
and be like,
out there.
These are debilitating
injuries.
If anybody
knows some, send them to me.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Quickly, Graham, anything you want to talk about?
Just that I don't know if you guys saw this, but the mayor of Oakland had her car stolen. And this is an interesting bit of a tie-in because we talked, we had Monday off, so Tuesday we talked about Selena's car being blipped, as one of our listeners says, but bipped, your car window smashed out. Mm-hmm. Also, was that in Oakland?
Yep.
Yeah, that was in Oakland. And now even the mayor is having her car stolen. Somebody broke into her office and stole the keys to her car. I don't know if it sounds like it's like a city car or something, or one that she drives or is driven around in, I should say. Probably not her personal vehicle, but either way, that car stolen. There's nothing.
Nothing's off limits.
Nothing's off limits in Oakland right now. This has to be stopped. Any update on your bipping, Selena? Because that was your rear passenger window that got smashed out, right? Are you one of these people driving around in the rain with the tarp taped on there?
No. No, I...
Just letting the water just run right
in. After it happened, I had to drive it home. Like, window's missing, and the rain is coming down. So the entire inside of the car got soaked. We actually didn't take it to get the window fixed until the following day. Because it's not like I could pile all the kids in there. I'm like, let's go, kids. Because there's glass all over the place.
Broken glass. So we had everywhere.
We had it parked for, like, a day. There, we did have some plastic covering it as it was in our driveway.
Yeah.
And then my husband took it the following day to get the window fixed. And he's like, I ain't driving with the plastic on there. He took it off. So it just got rained in again.
No, you have to drive with the plastic flapping around on there.
I think he was too embarrassed. So he took it off. And then, but we did get the window fixed. Okay, $230.
Oh.
Yikes.
That's highway robbery. Little car joke there. But it is. Why is such a little small piece of glass so
$230?
I don't know. Expensive. The one time that, or one of the times my window got busted out when I was living here in San Francisco, it was a rainy night. That was the thing that angered me more than anything.
Thank
the inside
you.
Of my car was soaked. It had like downpoured that night. I
bright
swear it was
sunny
like
a day. I would have been mad, but not as mad.
I know. It's the rain. And then, the driver with a piece of plastic taped over. A lot easier to bip your car when it's just a piece of plastic. They could just come up with a pair of kid scissors and just.
Yeah. It's like, I get why people will like leave their trunk open when they park somewhere. Like, their windows half down.
Yeah, because the break-in ends up costing you more money than whatever.
Right.
Is
when you,
total of the valuables in your car, which there should be none. Yeah.
Well, I'll probably still keep my windows up and lock it just in case. But like, but should we really?
The moral of the story is can't leave anything in your car. And your daughter had her electric scooter in there.
Yeah, that got to.
She gone.
Yeah. It is gone.
If you buy her another one, you should put like an air tag on there or something.
Why? As if I'm going to go confront the people that stole it?
Yeah, Selena's not tough
enough. I'm not doing
that.
Yeah,
too scared.
I guess you don't want your scooter back then.
Yeah, not that bad.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I was just telling you guys how my sister, last week, she goes to Starbucks, and the barista is handing her drink through the drive-thru window, and the lid pops off, and the coffee burns her arm. I don't think she went to the doctor. I don't. Although she called me like, can I sue? I think I'm going to sue. I don't know if she's actually going to or not, but people have, and they've gotten a lot of money.
Yep. A lot.
Being badly, badly burned, mainly in the crotchal area.
Yeah. Cause that's like you get that coffee in the drive thru and then you set it right there between your legs and then the lid pops off and next thing you know, you're scorched.
Yeah. And you're getting millions.
Yeah.
Hey, JV Show. This is Skylar from Sonoma County. While we're talking about like hot drinks burning you, one time I was like a kid and we were visiting San Francisco for a doctor's appointment for my mom, and I got a hot tea without the lid, and my dad stepped back and it splashed right into my eyeball. Like, it was bad.
Oh my god, please tell me you sued your dad.
Oh, you have
god,
to.
That sounds so painful.
Dude, piping hot cup of tea to the eyeball? Oh, I can think of nothing worse.
Oh, God.
I hope she can see out of that eye currently.
Definitely ask for the footage. This happens to me all the time, and I bet you I know what really happened, because that's what I do. She squeezed the cup too damn hard, and the lid popped off. You know where that always happened to me? At Sonic, when they had those crappy styrofoam cups. I'm glad they went away from that.
For environmental reasons, too. I'm glad they went away from that. Yeah, maybe your sister is the one at fault.
Oh, I thought maybe the barista squeezed it.
She squeezed the cup too hard upon cup transfer.
Right.
And the barista could be like, nope, I handed it to her nice and gently, and she went full manhand and
I'd love you
it.
To prove. I'd like you to prove that the lid wasn't on there securely.
Well,
like,
we gotta check the footage.
Check the footage.
That's up to the lawyers to determine. Yeah, a lot of this goes back to the, I think it was a, from what I was just Googling, a 1992 McDonald's case. This 79-year-old woman got badly burned. She, I think, got awarded a little under $3 million for that. And that really divided people's opinions about this, because it's like, you should know that coffee is hot. You wanted a hot coffee. You should know that it could potentially burn you. While other people felt bad for her, but I think a lot of people were like, you should know it's hot.
Say what you said about her off the air.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying a lot of these burns, you know, happen to the... No, I'm not going to say that. You're the one that said they happened to the crotchal region.
No, but what you said was after that burn, she became a Barbie doll.
I didn't
it was
say
so bad. That.
That
is what you said.
I don't remember saying that.
I heard
taken,
it.
That's
thank
taken
you,
out of context.
Thank you, Jess. By the way, so that one, I'm shocked that one was only $3 million.
Yeah, but that's 1992, so a long time ago.
Oh. Okay, because last year there was a guy who, this happened to him at a Starbucks in L.A. It didn't happen last year. I'm sure it happened prior to that, but last year he was awarded $50 million.
50?
Dang. Yeah.
What did he, turn into a Ken doll?
Third degree burns on his lap.
Yeah, see? That's not worth it.
They became a Ken doll.
Right.
The $50 million is not worth it, Graham?
To have your you know what burned right off?
You say everything has a price.
It does. I want more than 50 if I'm going to lose my...
You're not going to lose it. It's just going to be
horribly disfigured. Yes, I want to want more than 50.
That's an upgrade.
Yeah, you'll get a skin graft and they'll add to it.
I don't want the skin from the back of my neck to be grafted down there. It's just going to look different.
So many things I cannot say right
now. Yeah, stop
it. We're going to kick off our meeting in the ladies' room next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about people who get those hot drinks spilled on their laps because the lid comes off or whatever. They sue. We talked about one from 92, the McDonald's lawsuit.
Very famous case.
The original McDonald's coffee story. I watched a short documentary about it, like a really short documentary about it, and... It actually, we've all been judging her really quite harshly. Apparently, the coffee really was way hotter than the temperature that they're supposed to serve it at. And she had such horrible burns. All of that money went towards her medical expenses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Our listener, Kelly from San Ramon, left a talk back saying essentially the same thing, that she was judged like way too harshly. I said it ignited a very fierce debate in this country about, and most people were on the side like, well, you should know the coffee was too hot. But it turns out in her case, the coffee was too hot and she did.
Wow.
Have
she should have got more
horrifying,
more
burns.
Money, honestly.
Yeah.
So sad or scary. You know what I mean? You know, let's just move on.
Where's my jewelry?
Can we talk? All right. Do you guys know what the bedtime gap is?
No.
I think I know.
What?
I've seen one before.
Oh.
Oh, it's not that?
The bedtime gap is the amount of time between one partner going to bed and the other one then going to bed.
Okay.
And so there's a survey that was done to find out, like, what the bedtime gap, like, what kind of impact that has on relationships. Now, the researchers, they found that couples only go to their shared bed together at the same time 3 nights a week on average.
Oh.
What is it like in your guys' relationships? Jess, you live alone. You're in a long-distance relationship. Right. But on the weekends?
On the weekends, we tend to go to sleep at the same time every night, basically.
What if you guys were living together on weeknight? Because weekend nights you guys are spending together.
Correct.
When you say goodnight, you're going to bed to wake up for this job, and we have awful hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is your man going to bed at the same time?
I think if it was during the week, we'd be going to bed at different times. I'd be going to sleep a lot earlier than he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Graham, how is it in your house?
We go to bed at the same time. Although my wife will often and generally does read for a while.
But she's there in bed.
Yeah, yeah. Our whole house, like the second I tuck the kids in, I tuck myself in and we all climb into bed.
And what time is that?
The dog's in there. Everybody's in there. I don't know, like 8:30.
That's like the same at my house.
Our house shuts down pretty early.
My house shuts down between 8 and 8:30 as well because I make the kids go to bed. After that, my oldest, she's in her room. I don't even know what time she might not even go to bed. I don't know.
She's still up right now.
I don't know. I tuck myself in and I watch a little bit of Netflix, but me and my husband could not be on more opposite schedules. I think maybe only on the weekends is the only time that we go to sleep at the same time because I will stay up later. Otherwise, he's still like working on videos or doing whatever he does. There's times that he doesn't even, like, I'll leave for work and he's like barely tucking himself in.
Well, so what does this new research say about the difference in gaps or having a non-gap, like in my case?
Well, this research found...
How is this new?
...that couples with fewer bedtime gaps tend to be happier with their spouse. They say the average couple experiences an 80-minute bedtime gap. 80 minutes is like the average. And in my case, it's like hours.
Or infinite. It's still going.
Or sometimes.
The clock is still running on it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I know.
Are there ever nights where you are kind of like, hey, like, just come to bed?
If it were up to me, I would have him in the bed next to me, eyes shut, so we can, like, you know, be on the same schedule.
Okay.
Yeah, have the cuddle and fall asleep.
And I like being next to him.
Yeah.
Then just stay up until he does.
I can't. Yeah. I can't.
She'd still be awake right now.
I can't do it.
You know what I mean?
The research found very happy couples go to bed together about 4 times a week versus about once a week for less than happy couples. I don't like this research.
I like it. It's good for me. Like, we're 7 of 7 every single week. A very rare occasion my wife will be like, if she's like exhausted from the week on a Friday night, she'll go to bed earlier than me and I'll watch like one show and then I'll fall asleep too because I'm so tired on Friday. I can't stay up that late. But that's about it. Otherwise, we are in lockstep.
That is like my dream. Like when I go to sleep, you go to sleep. When I wake up, you wake up. So we're on the same schedule.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. For me right now.
At least it happens on the weekends.
But it does happen on the weekends, but I don't think that makes us like an unhappy couple.
But could you be happier?
Yes, I could be happier.
According to this new research.
If you followed me around.
How is this new?
It was next to me 24/7. Yes, I would be much happier.
Got it.
I guess. Yeah, so that's the bedtime gap. Anyone else want to throw something in?
Pick me. I have, genius revenge alert for anybody that's ever been ghosted, you guys. This woman posted about how she got revenge on a guy that ghosted her. She said the guy ghosted her.
Okay.
Didn't hear from him for like 6 months, and suddenly he texts her out of the blue. And it was kind of like hey, are you up? Kind of text, and it happened at like 10 o'clock at night. And so she decided, because she said, quote, I was feeling a little froggy that evening, she decided to write him back. And she said, yeah, want a link? And he, of course, said, yeah, what's your address? I'll come by your place. And then she said she looked up a random house for sale on Zillow and then texted him that address. And she said about an hour later, she got a text that said, I'm outside. And she just silenced her phone. Went to sleep.
Oh,
and she said
God.
She woke up to about 40 missed calls, 15 voicemails, and 20 texts. And she said then she just smiled and blocked him. New genius alert for anybody that's ever been ghosted. I mean, they have to reach back out for you to make this work. But then you can just look up an address of a house. Ladies, if you're listening and you need to get revenge, just look up that random address on Zillow. Although the guy might know. You could say, I moved recently, because most guys would be like, oh, that's not where you live.
Right.
But,
true.
New genius revenge.
Genius. Good for her for following through with that. Because a lot of times you're like, oh, this person ghosted me. I can't stand them. I'm never going to give them the time of day again. And they text one time and you're like, yeah, okay. Let's hang out.
If they're hot enough, of course.
Yeah. Looks do matter.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Very kind of similar to that. Maybe not. But have you heard that sometimes realtors, like if they're on the dating apps or something, they will invite you over to their place, but it won't actually be their place. It'll be like one of the houses that they're selling or something.
Nice house.
Yeah, some super nice house. And it's like, oh, like, so what do you do for a living or something?
Ew,
turns
and they're
out,
just like smashing in there?
I guess.
Their wife is back at home at their not so nice house.
Yeah. And turns out like that house has been on the market this whole time, but he's pretending that it's his.
Wow.
So watch out.
You're smart.
Wow, that's kind of gross. And like some family moves in next, like after all the...
You move the furniture out.
That you did?
Yeah, you move the... Unless it's coming... Yeah, unless you're selling all the furniture with it. Yeah. That does happen.
Do you think you'd be able to tell though? Like, hey, this house looks a little too staged, too clean, too...
I think you could tell
that. I feel like I could.
A house doesn't look lived in. Like,
right.
There's no pictures or anything personal anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
You could tell a house that's staged. Yeah.
Kind of.
Like, where's your toothpaste? It's not in here.
There's nothing. Right. No toilet paper.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you were talking about revenge on people who've gotten ghosted.
Yeah, this woman
had
a pretty great way to get back at a guy that ghosted her. He, out of nowhere, texted her months after he had ghosted her and wanted to link up with her. And she's like, sure, come on over. And then she gave him an address to a house on Zillow that was for sale. And then he ended up showing up there, which I, in my mind, is genius because every guy will show up.
You know,
you've invited them over late at night, they will arrive. And she said she just silenced his phone and he was out there texting, blowing up her phone all night. And then she just blocked him.
So good.
Hey guys, sponsor Fremont on that ghosting thing for women. There's actually one for guys that's been popping up on TikTok. Basically what they do, once they get your number and you ghost them, the guys just take that phone number and go to Ulta or Sephora and spend all the points. Pretty hilarious. Go Kings, slay Kings. Keep it up.
Whoa.
Go Kings, slay Kings. I love that. He says they take your phone number once you've ghosted them over to Ulta or Sephora and use all your points.
Oh,
that's
good.
Is genius.
I'd be so mad.
That's hysterical. I love it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so one of the America's Next Top Model winners has a surprising take on the the new docuseries. So if you don't know, Netflix dropped their new three-part series, Reality Check, inside America's Next Top Model this week. A lot of backlash for the types of photo shoots the girls had to go through. You know, the body shaming they were forced to undergo, procedures. There was even an assault in season two after one of the girls got drunk. And in the docuseries, Tara distanced herself from that. There was no accountability whatsoever. So Adrian Curry, if you don't know, she's the model who won the very first season of America's Next Top Model. She has been very vocal about everything ever since Netflix started teasing this project. Here's what she had to say about Tyra after watching it.
I have mad respect for Tyra Banks. She is not sorry. She is not apologizing to you. That bitch is not effing sorry. She will not bend the knee. And I respect that. We want her to lie and say how bad she feels. But mad respect for Tyra, because that's hard to push back on that many people trying to struggle. So lady, keep on being yourself, which is someone who doesn't give a flying
So basically, at least she's being real to herself. You know, right. She doesn't care about anybody. So that's what you see on the docuseries.
I've never heard that term, struggle session.
Me either.
Struggle session her.
Me either. But did you finish watching it, Jess?
I did. I honestly was still expecting her to care a little bit more about what happened with
She doesn't
a lot
care
of these-
about your struggle
no.
session.
She doesn't. And a lot of them were saying that even after, like, they were eliminated or after they went through all this, like, trauma on the show, like, she still never really reached back out or never said anything.
She fell out with her fellow, like, judges that were on the show. Like, they all have beef with her.
She doesn't have time for that. She was too busy inventing hot ice cream.
I guess so.
That's a full-time endeavor, Selena.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, so we talked earlier this week about the huge MMA super fight that was just announced between Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano. Both these ladies, huge stars in the fight world, but both have been retired for quite some time. Well, because of that, their ages, Rousey is 39, Carano's 41, and because Rousey has detailed that she used to hide concussions from the UFC, they're going to have to undergo an extensive battery of medical tests ahead of their return. The main series of tests for Rousey will be concussion testing and some neurological things to make sure she is able to withstand being, well, you know, punched in the head during this fight. And Carano, because she's over 40, they have special rules for fighters over 40. She's going to have imaging done of her brain, a bunch of cardiac tests, neurocognitive and blood work assessments, a metabolic panel, and an ophthalmologic eye exam.
Whoa.
So they're going to like really, really stick these ladies with pins and figure out everything they can about them in order for this fight to go off safely. But I guess it has really been an extensive amount of time since either of them have stepped in the ring against each other. But there is still a huge amount of excitement for this fight. It's going to be live streamed on Netflix. Again, this is promoted by Jake Paul's MVP promotions company. It's going to be in LA on May 16th. And you'll be able to watch it again on Netflix. Will you guys be watching this one?
That one I will. Yeah, it's going to be a really good fight.
Mm-hmm. It's a super fight.
A super fight.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
All right. Thank you, Grammy. Coming up next on the JV show, there's a lot we didn't get to in our meeting in the ladies' room. Grammy had something about a woman who collected her hair.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk about that, please?
Yeah, reminded me of you.
Thank you. I knew it would.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
I drove from San Mateo to San Bruno in this crazy weather to drop my kid off. Made it all the way home after I went grocery shopping. And realized his backpack was still in my car. So we're going all the way back to San Bruno. I hope your guys' morning is going better than mine, but at least I get to listen to you a little longer.
Wait, what happened?
She said she drove all the way from San Mateo to San Bruno, dropped her kid off at school. Then she went grocery shopping, then realized his backpack was still in the car. So now she's turning around driving all the way back to San Bruno. And then she's got to turn around and drive back to San Mateo. And you know she's got to pick him up later. So she's going to have to drive back to San Bruno. And then all the way back to San Mateo.
But on the bright side, she's listening to us a little more.
She does. We appreciate you for listening.
Woo-woo! You're a real one.
Yep.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. For the past 6 years, a TikTok creator named Ashley has been collecting her shower hair. These are all the hairs that are shed off of her during the shower. And
this
Selena,
is so gross.
Why is this?
Oh, no, this is a different girl.
Well,
I'm thinking of someone else. Go ahead.
I'm bringing this up, and I'm going to tell you more about what happened in just a second. Because, Selena, this is something you've talked about that you do. Anytime you lose hairs in the shower, you just stick them to the wall and save them there for how long?
I don't collect them. I'm not, like, saving them for a rainy day.
But how long do they remain stuck on the tile?
A few days, maybe, like, when I go to clean my bathroom.
Okay, so you are essentially collecting them.
But I'm not saving them. Like, I saw a girl who would take all of her hair that would come out in her hairbrush, and she was, like, one by one making, like, a wig. Like, she had a fake head, and she was, like, one by one, like, sticking it on there to make a full head of hair.
And this is essentially what this woman has been doing. Again, 6 years she's been collecting from her daily showers, and each time she adds them to her, like, hair thing. And at the end of a lot of her fans, because a lot of people have followed along with this journey since day one to see how much hair she would collect. And here we are 6 years later, but on February 13th, about a week ago, she announced, this is it. This is the last collection. She had the last few strands to it. And look, this was a big, thick, this looked like something that somebody could make almost into, not a full wig, but it did look like maybe almost a full wig. It was a lot of hair. And so she added to that and decided, and she posted her final post and said, the journey is done. After 6 years, it's time to close a chapter. Now, people in the comments were distraught, like, oh my God, I've been following along with this. That video, her final one, got more than 20 million views.
Oh,
people,
my God.
Very invested in her collecting her shower hair, which to me, in my mind, for the social media world, we've hit rock bottom. We're actually watching videos of somebody add shower hair to more shower hair.
And
this
then is she going to wear it?
I don't know. Nobody does not say what she has planned for it, but she just wants to thank all her 2020 OGs that started following her and documenting this journey with her since 2020. But she's done, and she's collected a lot of shower hair. Selena, because you do, in essence, collect, you're just one step short of what she's doing. She just compiles it all because you collect it and leave it there, and then eventually gets cleaned up a few days later. But what if... because you have long, thick hair. What if you could make a whole second set of your hair?
Right.
That grosses just by me collecting out. Your shower hairs.
No.
Why?
No.
Think of all the views, too. No. 20 million.
Just a wig. No. And you can shampoo it and condition
Ew,
it.
That's grossing me out.
You could make your own hair extensions.
I don't want that.
Does anyone ever do that? Make their own extensions out of their own hair?
They should.
I feel like
it just takes a long time.
Well, it took her 6 years, and now she's got enough, and she could use that forever.
I mean, you can buy wigs that are real human hair, so why not just, instead of wearing somebody else's human hair, your
hair? Yeah, because if I was someone who wore wigs anyways, I'd rather wear my own hair than somebody else's. But, I mean, even that thought, like, wearing, it just grosses me out.
Why? They're clean hairs. They got showered.
It just does, okay? It just grosses me out. It's creepy to me.
They say the average person loses, you know, anywhere between, like, 50 and 100-something hairs a day. They, you know, rough calculation here, but if she was losing 100 hairs a day over the last 6 years, she'd have 219,000 individual strands of hair in this. It's a lot of hair. I saw the video. It's a lot of hair she collected. Selena,
you're not going to convince me.
You have been doing this and just not taking it a step further.
I have not been saving my shower hair. It goes in the trash.
After a few days.
You're so now it imagine seem like I'm saving him for later.
But you've been sticking him to the wall for what?
Because
how many years?
Because I don't want it to go down my drain.
Your entire
not
life.
I
so imagine if you
them.
Imagine if you compiled that, you'd have the most glorious hair extensions that match perfectly to your hair color because it's your hair.
I would.
You could donate it.
Or you could donate it to Locks of Love.
But it's dyed, so no, you can't donate treated hair.
You can't?
No.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure it has to be virgin hair, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Whoa, from a virgin. Well, that's going to rule out quite a few people then.
It's not what I meant, Graham.
Yeah. I don't want this wig. Give me the wig with the virgin hair.
Untreated hair. Fine.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Ooh, Jess. Oh, she ran off to the bathroom again.
Let me check
that
my text.
That must be where she's at. Yeah, is she in the bathroom?
Yeah, she is. She just texted me. Oh, no, this sounds bad, Selena.
What?
She said her stomach feels like she ate a tuna fish sandwich that was left in a kid's sack lunch under a field trip bus seat for a week.
No. Oh, my God.
Thoughts
that's
and
a
prayers
stinky one.
Yeah,
yes.
That's not going to go through your digestive system easily.
Update. Kid got his backpack, made it back to San Mateo, only to see that my dog must have had the same hot sauce as Graham because there is spicy fireia all over my rug. Still listening.
Oh my God, your day just gets worse. I'm so sorry about that.
Left us a talk back a little bit ago that she had to drive back and forth from San Mateo to San Bruno multiple times this morning because her kid left her his backpack in her car. She says got the backpack delivered to him, now back home, only to find a spicy diarrhea situation from the dog on the rug.
You throw the rug away after that, right?
Depends what the rug looks like and if it... Yeah, and how expensive it is. You can clean it.
Or you can try what Graham does whenever he drops crumbs on the carpet here in the studio. He just takes his foot and he rubs it in even deeper.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to get rid of a carpet mess without having to vacuum.
Do you think that'll work clean. In this situation?
Yeah, if you got a big enough shoe, you could just smear it around.
So
just kind of grind it into the fibers of the carpet. It'll be fine.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.